Thank you very much, Ken Davis. And joining us on this portion of our program is Mr. Reagan. And we are talking with Neil Reagan, who is the brother of Ronald Reagan. How do you feel? Your brother is about to be nominated as President of the United States. What kind of reaction do you have for that, Mr. Reagan?
Well, I suppose I should be blasé about the whole thing and say, look, I started back with Barry Goldwater in 1964 in that campaign, did all of his radio and television, have been to every convention since then, went through the 76 convention where we were disappointed, but I'm not blasé about it. Sure, I'm excited. Sure.
What recollections do you have of Ron as a young boy? What side of a brother was he? Was he like all brothers, maybe a little pain in the neck every once in a while?
I've got a good answer, but I can't put it on. I can't put it, have it put on the air. Well, you can cut this out of the tape. Sure, I slept with him, and it was horrible when he went to bed. After we got into grade school, the two of us, we lived in Dixon, Illinois, and the town was split by the Rock River, half of the town on one side and half on the other. We originally lived on the south side. Our family moved to the north side, and I refused to go to the north side school. Now, in high school, they had a common football team and a common basketball team. But otherwise, the two schools were separate. I refused, so when the folks moved over to the north side, I still walked across the bridge in the cold of winter and finished both grade school and high school on the south side. Ronald, who, being younger than me, at the third grade or fourth grade, now was over on the north side and went to school. He began to form his own circle of friends. I had my circle of friends over on the south side. So really, strange as it may seem, the brothers never, during grade school and high school, we weren't strangers, but because of the difference in the schools, we sort of went our separate ways.
When did you first hear your brother mention that he wanted to be President of the United States? This is the third time that he has run nationally for the office. When did you first hear that he wanted to be President?
Well, as I told you, I handled all of the radio and television for Barry Goldwater when he ran for president. That was the campaign where Reagan made the, quote, the speech.
And that's when he became a national political figure himself.
That's when I thought he might someday wind up president. Then we had a hard time talking him into running for governor the first time.
Did he not think that he could win, or did he not think that he was qualified to run?
No, it wasn't. It was neither of those. I think he had done his stint in radio, in television, in pictures, and I think he just had gotten to the place where, if something like this hadn't have come along, he would have been perfectly happy to sort of retire because he loves the ranch. He's a great horseman, loves horses. And when this brand new idea of running for governor was broached, he was reticent at first. We went, the group and myself, went through a lot of meetings that lasted until 3 and 4 in the morning about the possibility, and he held out.
With the possibility that you will soon become a part of the first family, during the last 3.5 years, another brother of a president, Billy Carter, has received a lot of publicity. Is that something that worries you, that perhaps your privacy will be invaded should your brother be elected president of the United States? And how would you protect yourself and protect your privacy from the press?
Well, the government won't protect it, I'll tell you that. There'll be no security men around me. I led what one could consider was a public life. I was in radio. I was doing pretty well. I started in sports. Wound up as a program director of a local station.
What station was that, Neil?
Back the same station that he started in, WOC in Davenport, Iowa. Came to the coast, wound up as a news editor of a station owned by Warner Brothers, wound up as a director at CBS, and I do a better job of protecting my privacy than he does. So, I'm not afraid of it at all. I might start a beer company, but... I don't worry about it at all. I would say that the last 6 months, I shouldn't say that, 6 weeks, have been pretty hectic, because we live down in a little country community in Southern California where you have to go up to the post office every day and stick the key in the box and open the box to get your mail. There's no home delivery. So it's pretty private. But the last 6 weeks have been pretty hectic because everybody's been there, from the London Times, the New York Times, Time Magazine, Newsweek, Esquire, you name it, and they've been there, CBS, ABC with their cameras. And I'll have to say this, not to downgrade the medium, almost every appointment was made, and this will only take 30 minutes. And it's 10:30 tomorrow, all right. And time after time, it's been 10:30. They were there on time, and sometimes walked out at 7 in the evening. And that just killed my golf games.
One last question. You mentioned as a youngster that perhaps you weren't, you know, because you went to one school and Ron went to another school, and the difference in age, that maybe you weren't as close, or it was like any other brother relationship. How would you describe your relationship with him now? And also, what do you think is the strongest trait that your brother has?
I don't know whether I can put a label on the trait. What I am or have been really pleased with was when he was elected governor of the state of California. I would say that the state of California, with the exception of the defense angle, was about in the same position as the United States today. Mentally, as far as the population was concerned, they were down. There were riots on the campus. It was in turmoil. Financing was bad, so on and so forth. This country's in the same state today. Almost, and I'm stretching it a little, but almost the minute the inauguration was over, the state of California collectively sort of heaved a sigh, settled down, and before you knew it, the riots were over. He walked down the campuses and never got stoned, never got driven off the Berkeley campus. And before you knew it, as I say, the riots were over. People began to have a sense of confidence that things were going to be all right. And, of course, being a Republican, I thought things did turn out to be all right.
How about your relationship? Are you close to him now?
Sure.
Has he discussed with you, or have you volunteered to him, who you would like to have as his running mate?
Let me tell you, all of these interviews for the last 6 weeks have ended that way, and my answer is, I should not say who my favorite is, because the minute I do, you have to say, well, he's his brother's brother, and they've probably been talking, so his favorite is probably what his brother's talking about.
Is your favorite from west of the Mississippi River?
I won't even say that. I don't think he has an answer yet. In fact, I know he doesn't have an answer yet.
So the options are still open.
In fact, I would say that probably his closest advisors at the moment don't know. Knowing my brother.
Neil?
He's become a wise enough politician that if he were to speak his mind even to the closest advisors and it got out in any way, this could start a thing in the convention. So I think he has in mind that even the family will not know until he announces it publicly, probably in front of cameras and microphones, so that and then everybody will say, well, the convention's over. There'll be no chance of any kind of a floor fight.
Neil Reagan, I thank you very much for joining us today. Neil Reagan has been talking with us. He is a delegate at large from the state of California, and he will soon cast his ballot for his brother, Ronald Reagan, soon to be the Republican nominee for President of the United States. In Detroit, Michigan, this is Bruce Dumont for WBEZ.